Welcome to the Play Space. It's nice to have you here. Fogheads in the room. It's a private concert with a guy who is playing tonight at the Chapel. That show long sold out and now announced a show in October at the Regency Ballroom. KFOG presents Hozier. Let me ask you about your musical upbringing, because we hear Take Me to Church and we hear a lot of blues and we hear certainly gospel inflection as well. Did you grow up on American roots music?
I did, yeah. My dad was a drummer. When I was a child, he was a drummer in a lot of blues bands in Dublin around the time. So I was kind of raised on like Chicago blues and Texas blues. It was all that was playing in the house, really.
Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life.
And welcome, Melissa Etheridge.
Hey! Yay!
That's what a standing ovation sounds
on
like.
On radio.
Right there. Yeah. It's wonderful to see you again.
It's a pleasure to be seen again here. Thank you.
I know life is treating you well. Family life is good. Health is good, right?
Oh, that's the best thing. 10 years cancer-free.
Right?
Yes!
It's success stories like that that, you know,
well, it puts everything in perspective.
Exactly.
It really does. And yeah. And the longer I live, the more I'm confident about what I believe. Because, you know, that's the proof right there. It's just take care of yourself. No stress. Eat well. Do what you love.
Surround yourself with loved ones.
There you go.
I'm the only one who walk across a fire field.
Please welcome Lisa Loeb.
Thank you. It's good to be here where you guys actually listen to music.
Yeah, thank you. You burst onto the scene back in 94 with your song Stay, I Missed You.
Yeah.
It was used in the film Reality Bites. So you were at the time an independent artist, weren't signed to a label. You hit number one on the charts. I think you were the first artist to ever do that. So how did that song get discovered?
It was a song I was playing a lot in New York City at the time, back in the early 90s, after I had graduated from college. I was playing in the coffee houses and clubs, like CBGB's, and one of my friends is an actor named Ethan Hawke, mm-hmm. who I met through another friend of mine who's an actor named Josh Hamilton. They had been in a movie, Alive, together, and I went to college with Josh. And anyway, there was a large group of us that all hung out, sort of loose group of friends. We weren't loose. It was a loosely knit group of friends. Somebody might have been loose. But we would, you know, all support each other in playwriting and music and going to see each other's movies and whatever projects were going on. Anyway, Ethan was a friend of mine and a neighbor of mine, and he asked me for my song Stay, which I used to play mm-hmm. in these clubs. And so I had just finished recording the song, gave him a cassette tape. And there were other bands on there too, but he passed it along to Ben Stiller, who was directing and acting in the movie Reality Bites. And Ben and the other people who were involved in the soundtrack decided to put it in the movie and on the soundtrack. And a radio station down in Houston started playing it. And then the record company, RCA, like really swooped in and really helped push that song, which was great.
You say, I only hear what I want to. You say, I talk so all the time.
Chrissy Hynde. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
I'd also like to say thanks for ditching that Pretenders band, because I thought it was really holding you back a little bit. And I think now you're going to be able to really blossom as...
Well, you know, it is a rebranding. That's all it is. You know, but it's just you. It's just you. You know, a couple guys died. I kept the thing going for a while, and then the lineup changed. I don't like being in the center of attention particularly, or being looked at or touched or talked to or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, but I like being in a band and doing my thing, so... You know, I'm better at this than waitressing, so I just stick to the plan.
You could have been a DJ. I mean, we work in dark rooms, and you really don't run into people very often. So.
You guys get too famous, though. See, I don't like that.
I just want to be with you always. Want to be around you always. Just want to be with you, no one. Making it you, no one.
Philip Phillips. How you doing, man?
Doing all right.
Let's let's talk just for a minute about your music and your career over the past couple of years. You're into your second album, which is doing really well.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm wondering if fame is what you expected it to be.
for me, I just enjoy playing music and traveling and just and having fun with, you know, incredible musicians. And that's how I've always done it, you know, just playing and jamming with guys, you know, go to the clubs or bars or wherever it is, and just have fun with in music. And, you know, you get into this kind of, you know, level, and it's you still have to be, you know, you got to be serious about it. And it's always changing. And, you know, people, you know, you got to do this, you need to do this way, all this stuff. And you're like, nah. Whoever's going to like me, they're going to like me. You can't force people to like you.
Bring your secrets, bring your scars, bring your glory, all you are. Bring your daylight, bring your dark, share your silence, and unpack your heart.
Tori Amos.
Great to be here. Hi, everybody. Hi, Webster.
Welcome back to the KFOG number one. It's been a few years since we saw you, and it's lovely to have you back.
We love it here.
It's nice to have you back making pop music, if you will. As you're getting back into that process, what's going through your mind?
When you're making records, you cannot make them, it's not democratic. You can't do that way, or you make a terrible record, because everybody has a different opinion. When this song, A Sort of Fairy Tale, was on the record, nobody got it. One woman got it. She happened to be running the record company before they, you know, ousted her out for the men. But she got it. Polly Anthony, who isn't with us anymore, but she was a genius. And she got it. Nobody got that song. And she looked at my husband when I walked out of the room. She goes, that's 7 minutes. You need to cut this down to three, but and you got to end with a chorus. He goes, well, it doesn't end with a chorus. She goes, it's going to...
Welcome, David Gray. Things are going well with the tour on the new album, Mutineers.
I'm busy, you know what I mean? I'm busy. It's knocking it out of me, all that joyousness. The road is grinding me down.
You mentioned joyousness, and Back in the World is a song that I get that. I get a joyous, like, I'm back into it here.
Yeah, back in the present tense. I think making this record, the album, was a very intense experience. I didn't want to settle for doing something I'd done before. I was restless to find some new sonic terrain to inspire.
Love lifts us up from the dark. Is it God by another name? Who's to say how it goes? All I know is I'm back in the world again.
Hello, my name is Dean Kateri. I have recorded and produced all of the selections that you've just heard at the KFOG Play Space within the last 2 years. I've recorded close to 100 performances, which can all be heard in their entirety at the KFOG website on the private concert page. I set up the room for live performance. I run the house PA and monitors, and I also record multi-track in Pro Tools and then edit for broadcasts on KFOG Air and, of course, for the podcast for the web later on. Prior to working at KFOG, I worked for Kink FM in Portland, Oregon, recording 3 years of live performances for the Kink Live Performance Lounge, which later turned into the Bing Lounge. I have over 25 years of audio production experience, and I thank you for listening.